for one and one for another. With the name of love above all others. And every faith, a heart, a fallen brother can rediscover.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour is presented on Relevant Radio by Stinson Electric, your trusted electrical advisor solving electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
And welcome to the Rediscover Hour. Good to have you with us once again, all of our great Twin City Catholic brothers and sisters. I'm Jeff Cavins, and I'm joined by Crystal Crocker today, who's our chairperson for the big event coming up. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Good to be with you today.
Time is creeping along here. And not creeping along, it's actually jumping on us.
It's flying,
and we're about to jump right into that celebration coming up October 3rd and 4th. But today on the show, we're going to be talking about men. We're going to be talking about men because on that great day, October 4th, we have a breakout session. We have a breakout session for women, also for men. And today on the show, we're going to be talking with Matthew Christoph, who has a great evangelization ministry.
Anxious to hear about that.
It's good. And yeah. Father Bear.
Oh, love Father Bear.
Very popular. From the Transfiguration, he's actually the chaplain for the men's ministries in the Twin Cities. Steve Wood's going to be joining us in a few minutes also. Hey, and I want to let you know, we're going to be giving away a couple of tickets to the great celebration coming up October 3rd and 4th. And I'm going to give you the phone number, and I just want you to write that down right now. Write the phone number down, because in just a few minutes we'll give you the chance to call in to win those tickets. That number is 651. We call this the hotline.
Yes,
it's
it is.
651-291-4411. That's 651-291-4411.
And that phone number has been very busy lately, so please start calling it if you want to win some free tickets.
Well, we're going to give you the time to call in just a minute or so. But mm-hmm. Crystal, tell us, how are we coming along as far as registration and getting everything together?
You know, it's coming along very well. It's just going to be a fantastic day on 3rd. The evening of the 3rd is for the young adults from doors open at 6 o'clock, or 5:30, I'm sorry, and then we go till 11 o'clock, and it's just jam-packed with wonderful speakers and music. And again, this is at the Minneapolis Convention Center. And then on Saturday, we starting at 8 a.m. and we just have a excellent program. I just want to stress that it's such a great day to come together with your children. We have a wonderful children program, K through 6. The teens, 7th through 10th grade, are going to be celebrating again, and they're going to hear Father Michael Schmitz. And we have some excellent speakers in the afternoon for the teens with Leah Darrow and Father Stan Fortuna. And the general session with the adults with Archbishop Coakley, who's going to be speaking about prayer and hope.
From Oklahoma City.
Yes, and what a beautiful message for us all to hear and be inspired again and renewed in our prayer and looking towards hope. And then Scott Hahn is in the afternoon, and he's going to be speaking about the new evangelization.
And hope.
And hope, yes, again in hope. And we take that message of hope from the Holy Father, Pope Francis, who spoke recently about hope, and that we should bet on hope, and that Jesus does not disappoint. Mm-hmm. So we're bringing everyone together under that theme for this celebration today. But I also wanted to talk just briefly about celebration. You know, we've been sharing this with a lot of people, a lot of folks out there, and they're very excited. But, you know, we do encounter some that are feeling a little burdened with the trials that we've been experiencing in our archdiocese. And we want to speak directly to you and invite you to come. You know, celebration doesn't necessarily mean we are having a party. We celebrate Mass every day, and we celebrate our faith every day. And we want to use this as a launching point to move forward and focus ourselves back on Jesus and be renewed in our faith. We walk as people with Jesus, and we live joy.
Well, when you look at hope from a biblical perspective, it's very different than the common notion of hope.
Yeah.
You know, the common notion of hope is you can say, is it going to be warm tonight? Well, I hope so. I hope so. And it's kind of a nonchalant comment. But when you talk about the theological virtue of hope, it's grounded in the faithfulness of God. It is a look at today and your future, not from your limited perspective, but right. from God's unlimited perspective. Not looking at tomorrow from your limited power, but from God's unlimited power. So what hope does is hope allows us to see into tomorrow from God's perspective. And God says, I have a good future for you. I have a good future for you. And that's what we're going to be celebrating. And I would just say to you that if you are in need of hope in your life right now, and you feel like you are kind of drifting and you need to be anchored, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19 says that hope is an anchor for the soul. And I want to throw that to you today. You know, maybe you are going through a tough time with your family. Maybe you are going through a tough time with your health. Maybe your faith has been shaken. Who knows? But I want to throw you that lifesaver mm-hmm. of hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you bet on it.
Yes.
You bet on it.
And then come on Saturday and be renewed and rest in the Lord.
Right. Well, let's go ahead and give out that number again. I think what we'll do is we'll take the fourth caller. You can get two free tickets to this celebration October 4th. And that number for the fourth caller, that number is 651-291-4411. Go ahead and call it, 651-291-4411. Get yourself a pair of tickets. Maybe you want to bring a family member or somebody that you've wanted to introduce to the faith. That's 651-291-4411. Well, we're going to shift gears right now. We have Father John Paul Erickson with us, one of our fine young priests in the Archdiocese, to talk about a mass of healing, reconciliation, and hope. And this is something that people have been asking about for a while. Father Erickson, welcome to the Rediscover Hour.
Jeff and Crystal, thank you very much. I got to tell you, too, your beautiful description of that wonderful event in the beginning of October, October 3rd and 4th. I'm ready for it now. your beautiful description. It's going to be a wonderful, marvelous day of hope. And certainly we hope that this Mass on September 22nd will also be a time of hope. Everything that you said about betting on hope and about that powerful expression from Hebrews would also apply to this liturgy, which, as you say, Jeff, the locals have been calling for a while, and it's necessary. We sometimes, in the midst of perhaps great pain and great difficulty, forget about the importance of prayer. You know, we think about other things, perhaps programs, or we think about our own personal balance and talking to people, all very, very important things. But sometimes we can actually forget the power of Jesus and his power to heal and to save, which is really the source of our confidence, the source of our hope. So on September 22nd at St. Patrick's in Invergrove Heights at 7 o'clock in the evening, it'll be an evening Mass, we will gather together as a local church. Archbishop Neinstedt will be our celebrant for this first Mass. And the intention of that Mass, again, September 22nd at 7 at St. Patrick's in Invergrove Heights, will be for hope, for healing, for reconciliation. And not just, I think this is an important point, not just for those who have been wounded by the recent headlines, and certainly there are those who truly are struggling with that, but also for any struggles, whether it's a struggle because of a death of a loved one, maybe it's an abusive relationship in the past, maybe it's some kind of personal difficulty that you have endured, whether on the physical realm or the spiritual realm. This is a time to come together, and as you said, Crystal, to rest in the Lord. So I do hope to see many, many there. It will be the first of many. This is something which is not a one-time event. It's hope that September 22nd will be the first of several in the coming months as we cry out to God to save us. He is strong to save, and we trust in his power and his mercy and in his ability to make all things new. So please do come, and please do spread the word.
Well, I appreciate that. And what it sounds like to me, Father, is that we're responding to the pain that's out there. Yeah. And as you said, whether it's through some of the recent things we've heard in the news with abuse or domestic abuse, mm-hmm. or those who have gone through an abortion, for example,
right.
in
that's
the past
right.
who have been really struggling. And what we're doing is we're really responding with our best, mm-hmm. aren't we, when we give them Jesus.
Amen. Amen. That's a perfect perfect way of saying it. It's that, my goodness, we are offering everything when we offer Jesus. We're offering the divine physician himself. Mm-hmm. And it's we trust in ourselves too much. And I say that mm-hmm. as guilty party number one. Even as a reverend clergy, I can trust very much in my own powers, in my own ways, my own insights, my own strength. And yet, of course, that only leads to disappointment. It's only by crying out to Jesus and by offering Jesus that peace really finally can be secured. So it's we are offering our best, and it comes from a place of need. We are meeting people where they're at, and let's face it, many people are hurting.
Mm-hmm. The scripture comes to mind, Father, Matthew 11:28. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And
Amen.
I think that's what's going to happen. Now, if people are thinking, well, that's not my church, St. Patrick's in Invergrove Heights, can they still come?
Absolutely. Excellent question. Please do. And I should also, again, repeat that this will just be the first of many. Admittedly, the other dates, we're still putting them together. But when we have the Mass on September 22nd, we'll have a full list of upcoming liturgies, some of which will be Masses, some mm-hmm. of which will be liturgies of the Word. Different people are at different places, and perhaps those wounds are such that maybe even coming to the Holy Mass is asking too much right now. Mm-hmm. But we do hope to offer opportunities for prayer around the diocese. So whether you can come or whether you're a member of St. Patrick's or not, please do look for the further dates and find out what works best for you and for your family. These are events, again, for everyone, and we do hope that invitation is accepted.
And I see that following Mass there will be an opportunity for private prayer with both priests and trained lay pastoral leaders. And I know that's a question people might have is, I might come with great wounds and I'm going to Mass, but is it possible that I might be able to talk to someone? I know that the Sacrament of Reconciliation, confession, will also be available throughout the evening.
That's right. Yes, thank you, Jeff. We do want to offer people the chance if they want to speak with someone and really receive a word of prayer. Mm-hmm. We will have, as you say, professionals there. These are folks that have been working in the vineyard for many years, and they know our Lord and they know the needs of the people. So, and again, perhaps because of some particular wound, maybe praying with a priest or a bishop is not possible. It's a difficult thing to say, but it's possible. Mm-hmm. And we will have members of the lay faithful there who would be willing and very desirous to pray with you and to walk with you.
Well, I appreciate that. And thank you, Father John Paul Erickson, for letting us know about it. And it's always good to have you on the Rediscover Hour.
Jeff and Crystal, take care. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Father.
Listen, if you are in pain, if you have been hurt, crushed, broken, this Mass is an opportunity for you to meet Jesus, the one who says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." And not only that, but you'll have the opportunity to talk to a priest, a trained lay pastoral leader, and to go to confession, too. It's a time of healing. It's a Mass of healing, reconciliation, and hope. Once again, the date is Monday, September 22nd, 7 p.m. at St. Patrick's in Invergrove Heights. This is an opportunity for you. Maybe you're listening to the show right now because God is drawing you to himself. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Steve Woods, longtime leader in the men's movement in the United States. We're going to talk to him about the state of men in the last 20 years.
Rediscover.
Hi, this is Paul Archambeau, owner of Stinson Electric, and we are the proud sponsor of the Rediscover Hour. Stinson Electric is a Catholic, family-owned company that serves the electrical construction and repair needs of local businesses, churches, and schools. Our faith and our motto of quality, integrity, and service guides our business decisions every day. For small projects, troubleshooting a circuit, or installing an outlet or light fixtures, we have a fleet of service trucks that are staffed by licensed electricians who are knowledgeable, courteous, and efficient. They have the latest technology to diagnose and repair your electrical problem. For larger projects such as new building, building additions, or relocating equipment, we'll help you design, budget, and build the project. Stinson Electric would like to be your trusted electrical advisor. I would welcome the opportunity to meet with you and discuss your electrical needs. Call Stinson Electric, 612-424-7382.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins, joined by...
Crystal Crocker. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Crystal's our chairperson for the big celebration event taking place October 3rd and 4th. One of the aspects of the celebration is men. We're going to have a great breakout session for the men. And talking to us now is Steve Woods, a longtime friend. He served as an evangelical pastor for a decade before his entire family converted to Catholicism in 1990. He's a graduate of Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary. He's the host of Faith and Family Radio. Steve and his wife, Karen, have been married for 35 years and are the parents of 8 wonderful children.
Wow.
And the grandparents of 6 children.
Great.
Steve, welcome to the show.
Jeff, it's so good to hear your voice. And Crystal, blessings to you.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Hey, it's been a while since I've spoke with you, and we were talking about men. We've got a lot to talk about on the show today, but I thought, you know what? There's not a better guy to start off with than Steve Woods, who for years has been dedicated to men's ministries. And I just want to start off by saying thank you for all that you've done, because I know that you have made a huge difference in men's lives and by extension, the family in America.
Well, thank you, Jeff, but I must say it's been so deeply fulfilling because, you know, my passion is for the Christian family, mm-hmm. and I realize there is a real gap there with men. I generalization, of course, but Catholic-wise, we're holding up more than their end of the deal, but guys needed some real solid encouragement, and to see them come alive. Mm-hmm. See, it's not like men don't respond, men aren't interested in their families, men are interested in their faith, just the right environment. It just like came to life, and it was like holding on to a runaway horse. But it was very exciting, hard work, challenging, but exceedingly fulfilling.
Well, you have been in the church in the Catholic Church for going on 25 years now. And I'm curious to kind of get a State of the Union address, in a sense, from you of what have you seen change in the last 25 years in terms of both the problems that men face, but also the opportunities to become whole and to walk in victory?
Okay. I'd say a simple outline, if you would look over the last 20 years, kind of a 3 phases. Phase one is when you and I, and Jeff, you were very much a part of taking the wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ to Catholic men. We did conferences together in all parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And initially, I can remember a priest would call me and say, we'd like you to speak to on a family conference. And I had done 2 years of family conferences, flew everywhere around North America. And it was just so obvious that Catholic men were just not there. And I would say, I really think we need to concentrate on the dads because, you know, they're not hearing this message and it's really what wives need. And they would say, well, but men won't come. You know, but they did come. And not only through St. Joseph's Covenant Keepers, but what happened in phase one from these conferences that we took around the country and then a couple of geographically located conferences that drew men from everywhere, like the big Cincinnati Men's Conference or the Steubenville Men's Conferences. I would say that's kind of phase one, and the idea really caught on. And now I would say we're kind of towards the end of phase two, where dioceses across the country have had men's conferences. There's been regional men's conferences. All types of things spring up. And, you know, Danny Abramowitz has been doing great work with Curtis Martin. So it's really caught fire and gone a lot of places. But I would dare say, Jeff, you were the one I was with. And I can remember, if I can mention this on the air, you had just spoken at a men's conference where we were both speaking together.
Right.
And you had just brought up pornography.
Mm-hmm.
And you grabbed me, because I was next speaker. We went into the men's room, and you said, Steve, you said, everybody was tearing up in there when I just mentioned pornography.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came in the next talk and spoke some more on it, and it was obvious this was something deeply rattling men. And, you know, Jeff, it hasn't gone away, and I don't think we've quite gotten to what I would call the needed phase three of the men's movement, where we are willing to deal with the pornography plague amongst Christian men as openly as we are, and in a non-shameful, non-judgmental way, as we did would say somebody who would have an alcoholic problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure at first you were a leper to either deal with or need Alcoholics Anonymous. We need that for the pornography thing, I would say, in phase three. And then the other thing is that I would think your listeners would agree with me, but I'm really concerned with the state of our culture, just say since the year 2000.
Uh-huh.
I've got 6 grandkids, Jeff, and I'm really concerned with the world that they're growing up in.
What specifically are you concerned with?
It would probably be a lot quicker to say, what am I not concerned with? I mean, the media is just overwhelming on young people. You know, it's not just sitting down in front of a computer, in front of a TV. Now it's with them 24/7. It's called a smartphone, and it's nonstop from the moment they get up to the moment they go to sleep. The peer culture, the acceptance of the sexual revolution has been normalized. Pornography flowing everywhere, questioning if even marriage is for a man and a woman, or can it be anything you want to make it up to be. It's like the Poseidon Adventure, where their whole life, the ship's upside down, and they think upside down is normal.
Yep.
You and I have lived through the Poseidon being upright as well as upside down. So what I really, something that's concerned me the last several years is that there's been an age creep in men's conferences, in that I'll see more grandfathers than young dads at Catholic men's conferences. I'll see a whole lot more dads whose kids are, say, maybe late teens approaching college age than dads whose kids are maybe preschool or the early grade school level. I really think these younger dads need special focus, special assistance, and not just an enrichment for older guys. I mean, my concern as I speak, I don't have any sons married yet, but I have 3 daughters married. And for my sons-in-law, I would much prefer, rather than somebody ministering to me, take care of them, because uh-huh. they're taking care of my grandchildren.
Well, I think it's we have a unique opportunity too, Steve. When you and I first met, our kids were growing up, and now we're both grandparents. I've got 2, you've got 6, and I think we have an opportunity as granddads to have a major influence on these young men that you're talking about. And if we don't do it, I mean, nobody's going to do it. Nobody's going to come along and grab these young men and say, you know what, let me help you become a man of God, and let me help you become a mentor to your kids. I think that maybe the men's movement could be growing into, you know what, granddads, it's time for you to act. It's time for you to have an influence on your adult kids and affect change in your grandchildren.
Yes, it's not retirement from service to the family. It's active duty for granddads. You know, another thing I'm thinking of, you know my daughter Stephanie
sure.
quite well, and she's got 3 little ones, 3 boys under 4 years old, so you can imagine her life is rather busy. But there was a young mother, Catholic young mothers conference down in Austin, Texas, and somebody offered Stephanie a free ticket, and her husband Peter said, go. And she said the registration for this young Catholic mothers conference filled for the whole conference in 6 hours.
Wow.
And they had to move to a larger venue. And I'm just thinking, is there a similar pent-up need for the challenges that young Catholic dads are facing? I mean, it's really overwhelming in today's world, the job to raising faithful Catholic kids. And maybe, you know, older guys, rather than focusing on themselves, so to speak, really focus on some specialized outreach to the young dads.
Maybe we've stumbled onto something here in the show
that
I know coming up next is Matthew Christoph, and he has a new ministry called Evangelization, and I know he's also got a concern for the young fathers too. So that's something definitely to pray about and ask the Lord, how can we how can we influence these young men and be mentors?
Exactly. Because men, well, everybody learns. The best type of training, the best type of schooling is that you observe. It's on-the-job training, and they need to see it lived in somebody else and then mentored. And it's the carpenter shop all over again. Jesus following the footsteps of St. Joseph.
Steve, we got about 1 minute, and I love asking you your advice with what we've been talking about. What would be that one bit of advice to men today in how as far as influencing their sons?
The one thing would be the very first line of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, in that the essence of our whole Catholic life is to know God as Father. And that's not applying just to men. It's for women and children. If you really get to know the love of God the Father, everything else in life opens up. That's why Jesus came, to teach us that we have a Father in heaven who loves us so intensely, it's beyond all human imagination. And that's the essence of life on earth.
That's great. Give us your website again, where I know you have a lot of materials that men can take advantage of.
Real simple, dads.org, dads.org. And on there I have a free sign up for a newsletter that goes to Catholic men all around the world. And just sign up at dads.org.
The very fact that you have dads.org tells me a little bit about your age and how long you've been in this, because you're not going to find those URLs anymore.
That would cost me $500,000 today.
Hey, Steve, it's good talking to you.
All right.
And say hi to the family.
Thank you and all your listeners.
Thank you.
God bless you. That's Steve Woods. And what a great man of God, and what an example to me. And I know many of you have been influenced by him. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour right now. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Matthew Christoph. He has a wonderful ministry called Evangelization. And he's going to be at the celebration event. And that's going to be coming up October 4th. Remember, rediscover-faith.org. Sign up today. Rediscover.
This is Sarah Ennis with a cultural note from Catholic Studies at the University of St. Thomas. Flannery O'Connor, a Southern Catholic, left her native Georgia at the age of 20 with every expectation that she would spend her life among the literary figures of the North. Struck with lupus 5 years later, she returned home to Milledgeville, where she lived on a modest farm with her widowed mother. Although the progression of the disease left her crippled and increasingly in pain, O'Connor produced a body of novels, short stories, essays, and letters that would leave a distinctive mark on American literature. She would write until her death in 1964 at the age of 39.
Relevant Radio is proud to bring you cultural notes from the University of St. Thomas Center for Catholic Studies. For information on local Catholic Studies events, go to the Events tab at relevantradio.com.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Jeff Cavins joined by
Crystal Crocker.
And Crystal is the chairperson for the great celebration coming on October 3rd and 4th. That's Friday and Saturday. Once again, where are we at right now?
Where are we at?
Yeah, as far as our people still, they can get in.
They can. You know, last year sold out 5,000 people at River Center, and we have this beautiful space at the Minneapolis Convention Center. And so there's more room. We moved over there to accommodate more people. So we just want to invite everybody to bring the children and the grandparents. There's something for everybody on October 4th, and the young adults will be meeting at the Convention Center Ballroom October 3rd. So
one of our great speakers is Dr. Scott Hahn. He has such a distinguishable voice
for
people who have been listening to Catholic radio. Let's listen in just for a moment. This is Dr. Scott Hahn.
What a joy it is for us as Catholics to see the importance of communicating the truth of the faith with the joy and the fire of love.
Yep, Fire of Love. Scott Hahn will be with us, Dr. Hahn, and he'll be talking about evangelization and hope.
Yes, and he was speaking about hope and joy. I mean, we are people of faith, so we need to come together and celebrate being Catholic and refocus our priorities on Jesus and bring our family and remember why we are here as Catholics and celebrating together.
So go to the website, rediscover-faith.org, and get your tickets. And we will see you there. It really will be a great day of celebration. And if you're in need of hope, then this is your celebration.
And there's something for everyone. There's breakouts for women, and there's breakouts for men.
Yeah,
and it's been really exciting to hear about these.
Emily and Lisa.
Yeah.
And my wife and Lisa Braunschweig are going to be doing a special thing for kids.
K through 6 program. It's an excellent program. If you've got children ages K through 6, you want to get them there. They are going to hear about the salvation story with drama and music and just this kinetic learning workshop for the kids, both morning sessions and afternoon sessions, and it's on the theme, A Road to Emmaus.
Joining us for the celebration on October 4th, that Saturday, will be Matthew Christoff. And I'd like to introduce you to Matthew. He holds a master's degree in theology with a concentration in evangelization and catechesis from the Augustine Institute. Also holds a master's in industrial administration. He's a Knight of the Holy Sepulcher and third-degree Knight of Columbus. He converted to the Catholic Church in 2006. And I want to welcome him to the Rediscover Hour. Good to have you with us.
Well, it's such a blessing to be with you.
You know, we're coming up with this celebration. We're doing something different this year, and that is we're taking all the men and we're bringing them to one room, all the women taking them to another room, and grandparents, if they want to, I'm going to be taking them to another room, and we're going to be talking about things that are unique to being a man and a woman and grandparents. And I'm really looking forward to that. But give us a little background as to what you've been doing over the last number of years in the area of ministering to men, because, I mean, this has become almost full-time for you.
Well, it's such a crisis in the church today, the need to evangelize men. My work came as a result of meeting with Bishop Boucher a number of years ago, and there was a group of priests and men, and we asked him, why are men so casual in their faith? And we recognized it, and he recognized it, and he said, they just don't know Jesus. So for the last 5 years ago, we've been holding these what we call Catholic Man Nights. They're ways to draw men together into adoration, confession, and brotherhood, really modeled after Acts 2:42.
And beef jerky.
And manly meat, and, you know, most of the time, men can get some beer there, too.
So, no quiche?
No dainty finger food, nothing like that. And we've drawn large numbers of men. But one of the things that's become clearer through this work is that there's large, huge numbers of men that don't attend these things. And so that was really kind of the genesis for this new evangelization project. The idea is that we've been in the new evangelization now for 40-something years, but ultimately, if we don't figure out a way to break through to men and draw them closer to Christ, the new evangelization isn't going to be everything that it could be. Mm-hmm. So the project basically started about a year ago, and it really has a couple of purposes. One, it's to articulate the case for that there is a man crisis, to make it clear, because first thing we have to do is come to grips with facts. The second is to understand why that crisis exists. And third, and most importantly, is what can we start to do about it? Mm-hmm. There's many things going on already, but we need new momentum. So the project's had two parts. One is to collect those facts. And the second is to talk to men across the country, including clergy and laymen, who are actively evangelizing and ask them, you know, what is it? Why do we have this crisis and what do we do about it?
Well, if you're a lady listening to the show right now and you're thinking, well, I might change the channel, don't do that. And you know why? Because years ago, Matthew, I took polls. When I was a pastor before coming back into the Catholic Church, I took a poll every year and I asked the women, what do you want from your husband? And you know what the number one answer was every year? I want him to lead our family. I want him to pray with me. I want him to live his faith in front of the children. This is something that what you're talking about is something that women are really desiring.
Well, it's true. And I think Steve mentioned the fact that the women have in so many ways kept the faith strong. They're attempting to pass along to the children. They run so many things in the parishes, and men really have slacked off. And so it's a good thing for men, it's a good thing for women, and it's certainly a good thing for children if we can figure out ways to draw more men into the faith.
Crystal, you talk to women all the time, and I'm certain you guys talk about your husbands and life and everything. Am I correct in that women want their husbands to stand up and live the faith?
Oh, absolutely. And I do have men in my life, and I'm blessed with a great marriage. And my husband was a convert to the faith, and he, you know, wasn't raised in a religious home, so it doesn't come natural to him. And he has certainly sought out retreats and opportunities to learn and grow in the faith. And I encourage the women to continue to pray, but also to, you know, be firm in challenging them to go to this retreat or participate in different things for men, because men coming together and witnessing each other living their faith is inspirational, and it only helps serve the family.
We're talking with Matthew Christoph, and he has started a great evangelization. Catch the M in there, the evangelization, very clever title. And he's from the Twin Cities here, and he's going to be speaking at the big celebration event at the Minneapolis Convention Center October 4th in the afternoon. Tell us a little bit more about from your research, where men are at today, and what you're hearing from them when they do come to a man night.
Okay. The short answer is that there is a man crisis. Mm-hmm. You know, certainly we have a core group of men that are very active in the faith and are committed, but the vast majority of men that are baptized Catholics are not active in the faith. And there's large numbers of them, some 11 million that have been baptized Catholic that have left the faith. And to translate, that would be maybe in an archdiocese, maybe a couple of hundred men in a parish. That's a large number. And those that remain are not passionate about the faith. They don't really know the faith. They don't practice the faith. And more importantly, they're not passing the faith along to their children.
How do we turn it around?
Well, there's a number of things that we need to do, but in essence, what we need to do is get back to the basics. And Acts 2:42 really gives us the model. You know, Steve Wood was talking about the fact that we have a crisis in society. Well, that same crisis existed in Rome, and as Rome fell over a period of centuries. This way of drawing men together in devotion, in the apostles' teaching, in prayer and breaking the bread and fellowship, those core things. And that can happen and needs to happen at a parish level. Mm-hmm. Our conferences that we're doing are great launching pads, and we're doing them in many places. But ultimately, if we don't figure out a way to draw men together at the parish level, we're not going to build that fellowship and that deep mentoring that we were talking about that's needed. So this isn't complex. It doesn't require tons of capital. What it requires is the will, all hands on deck, including our bishops and our priests and our men, to say, we're going to make the evangelization of men a priority. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to, there's some core things that we got to get right. You know, men need to learn how to pray. Mm-hmm. Large numbers of men aren't praying. Men need to understand the Mass. I've talked to dozens and dozens of priests over the last couple of years, and by and large, they don't believe that men understand the Mass, and that's borne out in the numbers.
Well, we've got a big initiative that we're going to announce at the celebration about teaching Masses with men and their boys.
Very exciting.
That's going to be good. That's going to be a very good one.
Absolutely. You know, that's kind of 101. Every man knows the Mass. That should be our goal and our vision.
I like your approach, then, and that is, you know, it's not a shotgun approach of, hey, here's Catholicism, but it's, let's go after some things. Let's teach men how to pray. Mm. Let's teach them about the Mass. And let's get them together. Let's get them to share and to be men of God together. I really like that.
Yeah, and you know, just to be clear, these are not my ideas. Mm-hmm. I've interviewed dozens of people, including you, Jeff, and Father Bear, and many others. And these are the things that men are talking about that know how to evangelize men.
Well, I appreciate all that you're doing, and we're out of time, but we're going to be talking to you later. In a future show, I'm sure, about all that you're doing with evangelization, and we're going to talk more about what's going to happen on October 4th. We're looking forward to that. Matthew Christoph, evangelization. He'll be joining us for the great celebration. Rediscover-faith.org. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Father Bear, who will be joining Matthew Christoph in that great workshop for men. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour.
Discover.
Hi, I'm Paul Archambault from Stinson Electric. You're a facility manager or business owner with electrical or lighting needs, we can help. Have you heard the buzz lately about energy-efficient lighting? Do you wonder if it makes sense for your facility? You may not know who you should call or who you can trust. Energy-efficient lighting installations are usually eligible for utility rebates that defray part of your initial investment. Often these projects pay for themselves in as little as 1 year. You gain the added benefit of better quality lighting, less maintenance, and energy efficiency. We have designed and installed lighting upgrades for churches, schools, and commercial buildings for customers just like you who are often astonished with the results. We also install and service outdoor lighting on buildings and in parking lots to enhance safety and security. Call Stinson Electric, 612-424-7382.
It feels like a brand new day. And I know I'm not the same, because I see you and I need you.
Jeff Cavins with you here on the Rediscover Hour. Welcome back. Joining us, our wonderful chairperson, Crystal Crocker, for this coming celebration.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's fun to work with you. Yeah, and I know we've been working for months on getting this together. And speaking of the celebration, we offered earlier in the show, we offered free tickets
right
to the fourth caller. And I believe we actually have...
We got a winner.
We do. We have a winner. And I like it because we're talking about men today, and yes. His last name is
Brewski.
Brewski.
We got to make sure that's right. Is that right?
Is that right? Are you with us?
No, he's not here yet.
He's not here yet. Okay, we'll get him on. We'll get him on the air.
We got to get him on the
air. Let's listen to some music real quick, because we have Marie Miller is going to be at the celebration. A lot of people, we talk about singers, think, okay, another singer. When you hear this young lady, she is incredible. She's going to be singing some beautiful songs and introducing the Horizon of Hope song for us. This is Marie Miller.
So listen to me.
Oh, that's a beautiful music.
Oh, it's great.
You are. Marie Miller, and she's from Nashville. She's going to be joining us for the celebration. Boy, I hope she sings that song. You're not alone. That would be so good. Hey, we've got our winner for the tickets today on the Rediscover Hour, Dan Brewski. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for calling in. Where do you live?
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. Well, fantastic. What parish do you go to?
Well, actually, I should say, yes, this is the local show, so I'm in Burnsville.
You're in Burnsville.
Ooh.
Very, very good. Well, we're looking forward to having you on the Rediscover Beautiful Celebration event, October 3rd and 4th. And are you planning on bringing friends, family?
Yeah, I hope to actually bring a couple people, and I think that's what I might actually be doing with the extra ticket. So my wife actually is working and not able to make it, so I'm hoping to maybe find... use this as an opportunity to bring somebody else.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, thanks for calling in. We just wanted to say hi and continue to get the word out there to others about the celebration. Yeah.
Bring lots of friends. Get a bus.
And you have a nice weekend, Dan.
Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Dan.
Joining us also for the celebration for the men's portion, he'll be joining Matthew Christoph, actually, is Father Bear from Transfiguration Parish and in Oakdale, a longtime friend, a companion of Christ priest, so faithful. What an inspiration to men. And he's the chaplain liaison between the Archbishop and men's ministries in the Archdiocese. Father Bear, welcome to the Rediscover Hour.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Crystal. Yeah, boy, I wish I had a name like Brewski. I just feel thirsty right now for a cool, refreshing beverage.
Fun guy to have around.
Well, we were commenting. I thought we were talking about men today, and the guy that wins the tickets is Brewski. If this isn't Providence, I don't know what it is. But so you're going to be joining Matthew Christoph for the men's portion of the celebration. Tell us a little bit about your position in the Archdiocese, because you have an official... kind of a liaison with men in the Archdiocese. Is that correct?
That's right, Jeff. I'm very excited that among all the other things happening on the Rediscover event, we have this breakout opportunity for men. As you've noted, there's opportunities as well for breakout sessions with women, with grandparents, Latinos, but I'm very glad there's this breakout session for men. In my work over the last number of years, particularly with the annual men's conference, Archdiocesan Men's Conference, boy, do men get excited about getting together, and they get together in order to do something. Oh, men really want to do something for God, do something for Christ, for their families, their parishes, for the world. And I'm glad to hear that we're really going to have a practical focus, not just talk, 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 but what can we take with us as men out of this Rediscover event and do something?
Yeah, and you bring up a good point, and that is that these are not just talks. We want to inform, we want to inspire, but we also want to mobilize men. And as you're saying, they're waiting to do something. And I think that the event coming up on October 4th for the men is going to be an opportunity to not only be inspired and informed, but we've got some initiatives that we're going to roll out at that time.
And I think that one of the great things about this is bringing a lot of men together. You know, I'm sure there's other groups that say, oh, I wish we had little small group this and little that. Men love to get together for a big rally, catch a vision, like you said, inform, inspire, and mobilize. And I think we're going to look back and say this was a great moment for the Catholic men of this local area.
As evidenced by the Promise Keepers movement a number of years ago, where men literally filled stadiums. And they rallied around the Word of God and from all different denominations and went back to their churches and had a major impact.
Well, it's interesting you say that because, as I've mentioned to you before, I knew Bill McCartney back when he was still working as the assistant football coach at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, and that's where Promise Keepers essentially started. And again, he had a terrific vision, took it nationally, as you said, filled stadiums. But if you don't mind my saying, one of the challenges that they faced was what specifically could those men take with them as a concrete resolution, as a plan of action to go forth. And that's, I think, going to be one of the great things happening at the Rediscover event.
One of the great gifts we have in you, Father, in this archdiocese, is your years of teaching, your experience in men's ministry. Certainly, I mean, you're hearing confessions all the time and counseling families. If a man were to come up to you today and say, Father, you know, I want to turn my life around, and I just need to become the man that inside I think I am and that I want to become, what's some practical advice that you would give men today if they're saying, I just really want to kind of turn this ship around?
Well, I have said to many men in the confessional, but I'm not ashamed of saying it to everyone here on the radio as well, men need to have a spirituality based on once a month, getting to confession, and then following that confession, making one or two concrete resolutions about something that they mentioned in the confessional, something concrete, so that they can come back 1 month later and say, what's the Lord been doing? How have I been doing with that? You know, so many men are frustrated because they're struggling with the same sins over and over again. They feel like the devil's just got them down. And part of that is because they're not taking stock of the good things, slow but sure good things that God's doing. And so you'll hear me say this again and again. Men, if a new month rolls around, we're in September now, get yourself into that confessional, and when you come out of that confessional with all that beautiful grace, let the Holy Spirit lead you and make one or two concrete resolutions, and that's how many men experience progress.
Wow, Father, that sounds great. As a woman in this room, I'm so excited to hear about these things because I think men are hungry for it. And when there isn't anything, if there's a void, you know, there's the fallback is sports or filling our lives with other things. Technology is really an easy one to go to, the games. And I have, you know, young boys that are trying to become men and they're bumping up against this secular life. How are you, do you have a plan to reach in and grab those 18 and 21-year-olds?
Well, that's a great question, Crystal. You know, in today's readings for Mass, it was one of St. Paul's selections in 1 Corinthians, and he's using these great images of the huge athletic contests that were held in Corinth, right where the Corinthians were, of course. Mm-hmm. And just like the Olympians, they would receive a crown, and not the olive crown of the Olympians, but a crown of celery leaves in Corinth. And yet they would train and fight and compete and do all this for a bunch of celery leaves. And my point is, you know, We have great things to fight for, great things to work for, great things to go after, eternal prizes and rewards. And boy, when men see that, when they can wrap their hearts and minds around that, even the young ones, even the teenagers, they really get excited. We've got to stop being so namby-pamby with our men, including our young men, and instead say, this is a great adventure, a great calling. It is tough, but Christ has called you to it. Then we're going to watch and see something happen.
Mm, sounds fabulous.
You know, I was thinking when you were mentioning mentioning sports, Crystal, and men are so involved in it's kind of the fallback.
Yeah.
I was thinking of how many men today are involved in fantasy football and their whole day is caught up in it. Maybe we need to come up with fantasy Christianity or something like that where they can start to at least learn about it.
Yeah,
but maybe the problem, Father, is that some people are playing fantasy Christianity.
Well, I would give a very practical suggestion. If anybody out there who wants to take it and run with it, and that is we need to have 12 apostle trading cards for our boys. I know when I would take the boys through our church, the church I was at in Nativity, where they had the 12 symbols of how each were martyred. Oh, there was the Saul where he was sawed in half, and this was the these were the other. They love that. They're excited. It's like, wow, these are better than any fantasy football team. These are my heroes, these 12 apostles. And we need to start getting our young people excited about those apostles.
And we need more heroes. We need more mentors.
Well, Father, I appreciate you coming on the Rediscover Hour, and we look forward to seeing you and hearing from you on October 4th with Matthew Christoph in the men's breakout session.
It's going to be great. Thanks so much, Jeff. Thanks, Crystal. Get ready for action.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Father Bear.
Father Bear from Transfiguration. And you're listening to the Rediscover Hour right now, and we're so excited about this event coming up. I can't emphasize enough. Get the tickets now, rediscover-faith.org. I don't say this as just a big rah-rah.
No.
This is important.
It's important.
People need to celebrate the faith right now.
Right.
In the Twin Cities.
And then they're going to hear about some great things that are going to happen after the celebration.
We were going over that yesterday, actually, and putting together the program. And all these initiatives that are actually going to be announced are so exciting.
Yes.
And we'll talk more about them later, but you're going to hear about them first at the
Be the first event. To hear about them at the celebration. You'll be the first ones, and you can be part of it from the start. So if you don't, go to the rediscover-faith.org to register or call 651-291-4411.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to turn to our events calendar. The annual Mass for Persons with Disabilities is coming up this Sunday, September 14th at 3 p.m. in St. Mary's Chapel at the St. Paul Seminary. Come at 2:30 to join the sing-along. Bishop Lee Pichet will celebrate this special Mass and confer the Sacrament of Confirmation. All are invited and welcome. For more information, please call Deacon Sean and Joan Curtin at 651-291-4543. That's 651-291-4543.
And I'm still here.
You are still here. Paul Sadek.
Are you thinking of becoming a deacon, or do you know someone who is? Diaconate inquiry sessions are beginning soon at the St. Paul Seminary. These sessions will give a taste of what discernment and formation is like for those who enter the permanent diaconate. Four sessions will be held Wednesday evening starting October 1st. Registration deadline September 26th. Contact Shelley Life, 651-962-6891. That's 651-962-6891.
Stillwater-based Project Life invites you to another annual banquet with their speakers Steve Carlin, Director of North American Outreach for 40 Days for Life. That's Thursday, September 25th, 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Prom Center in Oakdale. Come support a pregnancy and family resource center that has been serving our community for over 27 years. To reserve tickets, call 651-439-7214. That's 651-439-7214.
TLC Options for Women will host their 40th pro-life anniversary banquet Saturday, September 27th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Earl Brown Heritage Center in Brooklyn Center. Featured speaker is Ryan Bomberger, dynamic speaker with a truly amazing story. Tickets are $50. Call Christy at 651-291-9473. That's 651-291-9473, or go to tlcoptions.org.
And there's still time to enjoy some wonderful fall festivals. The Church of St. Michael in Farmington will have their annual festival on Saturday, September 20th, from 5:30 to 9 p.m. Enjoy pulled pork dinners, bake sales, campfire, and hay rides. The fun continues on Sunday from 11:30 to 3. For information, call 651-463-3360. That's 651-463-3360.
And we've got to give a big shout out to Monsignor Charbel Maroon at St. Maron Catholic Church. Make a note on your calendar for St. Maron's annual Lebanese Festival.
Good food.
Oh, it's excellent food. And you're going to love Monsignor Charbel, too, if you haven't met him before. It's coming up Saturday and Sunday, September 27th and 28th. Authentic Lebanese food, traditional dance, live music, a live band there, and a lot more. For more information, go to stmaron.com. That's S-T-M-A-R-O-N. stmaron.com.
And I want to thank Crystal Crocker for joining me today.
Thank you, Jeff. It was great being here. It was so fun.
And all of our
great
guests.
Great show, yes.
Steve Wood, Matthew Kristoff, and Father Bear. What a great show.
Loved being with all the men.
And we do look forward to being with you on October 4th for the Great Rediscover Celebration. It's only once a year. We have a time to get together. The communion of saints. That's all of us here on earth. It's those in purgatory and those in heaven. And every time we celebrate the Mass, we come together in a more extraordinary way than ever before as we get together with our loved ones and celebrate. So we're going to have a great, great celebration. Sign up today. Thanks for joining us.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330, and is presented by your trusted electrical advisor, Stinson Electric, serving commercial, institutional, and facility managers in our area. You can find show archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com, keyword rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.